Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
This is the video game music podcast featuring third and fourth generation video game music. And this is episode 268. This is the podcast where we pick tracks, video game music tracks from third and fourth generation. We talk about them, talk about what we like about them. It's kind of a podcast about sharing. And we are recording this. This is the January episode for 2024, but we are recording this at the end of 2023. A handful of days until, a few days really before the new year.
Yeah, it's 24.
Yeah. So, just a couple things to mention before we get cooking here. Of course, Gabe Castro is with us as usual.
Yes, I am. Hi.
And we're trying something kind of different here today. For the first time in Legacy Music Hour history, Gabe is going to be kind of, playing the music and running that part of the show. You know, he's going to be...
I'm the DJ.
Doing the fade outs and the fade ins and the upping of the volume and the lowering and the and so on and so forth.
You guys are the rappers. I'm the DJ.
Yeah, so hopefully that works out okay. We'll see how that goes, So the Legacy Music Hour has a Patreon. And if you don't know what Patreon is, it's a way to get bonus content. It's a pay-per-view, I guess, kind of service. I don't know. It's a way to support the show, but you also are paying. It's a monthly subscription to the show, and you get bonus content. What's guaranteed every month is video of the show. You get video if you want to watch us in action. You want to see Rob kind of playing around with his cat while we record the show, or you want to see Gabe Castro's demented camera angle, where he looks like he's in a Greg or Rocky movie or something. You can go to patreon.com/legacymusichour and you can pay, you can support us. And it's a monthly subscription of, at the minimum $5 a month. And you get video of the whole episode. Of course, there are video clips that we have up on YouTube.com/LegacyMusicHour. But there's also other stuff on there. Gabe does a bunch of playthroughs of video games, a lot of Game Boy games lately.
Yeah,
on there. He's got a nice setup and a nice way to capture his footage and stuff. And you can see his stuff on there. And I do game reviews on there. I'm never really too critical, though. I just kind of go over the games a bit. It's pretty boring, actually. But if you're into that kind of thing, maybe you're into it. But I don't have this up yet, but the game I played most recently, which was kind of a while ago, I just haven't gotten around to recording an episode about it, was a 2016 game called Unravel. I played through that, 100%ed it, and... I'm going to make a recording eventually and have that up on the Patreon. But there's other little bonuses. Rob did a really fun thing for Christmas. He did the 12-day... Rob, oftentimes, he'll call my answering machine and he'll leave messages. And what he did this year, and he did this over the course of 12 days, actually more than 12 days, he recorded a segment. He recorded one day of... The 12 Days of Christmas, but it's the 12 Days of Christmas for the Legacy Music Hour. It's this customized version of the song, customized by Rob, and it's all video game related and stuff. And each day he did a different add-on to it, going through all 12 days. So you can check that out. That's just an example of some of the bonus stuff that's on there. And there's a lot of other bonus stuff on there. And a lot of stuff from the past, too. Oh, I had a show-and-tell video up there recently that I put up demonstrating Rob the Robot, actually. A different Rob. Rob the Robot in action. Not completely in action, because one of the parts of it was doesn't work. But you can see, you know, I kind of demo Rob the Robot playing Gyromite with me.
Gyromite.
So, anyway... Once again, that's patreon.com/legacymusichour. And you can also check out legacymusichour.com if you want to find a link to our Discord, if you want to join the community and chat with people there. Or you can also, we have t-shirts, Legacy Music Hour t-shirts that are there. There's a link for that on legacymusichour.com.
Rated and unrated. Look into it. If you know, you know.
Yeah. And that's about it. So I was just mentioning that. And I don't know. Do you guys have anything to mention?
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, the Patreon subscribers are getting a lot of cat action right now.
Yeah, Rob's sure.
My cat is on one right now. She's trying Zelda to jump on the keyboard.
That's Zelda or Little Mac.
Zelda.
It's like Little Mac.
I should have called it Little Mac, yeah. I would like to apologize to the users for last night. About last night. I was at Ground Control, and I was DJing, and I tried my best to stream it, and the stream was spotty at first, and then it just went out because Ground Control, I didn't have access to their internet. It was just some issue. It was an issue with the internet, so I couldn't get on, and I think some of the users that were on Twitch were excited that I was on at an earlier hour, because usually I do flight sims on Twitch at 12 or 1 in the morning. And the red eye flights, right. And those are the hardcore Twitchers. But there were about 10 people that had logged on, and I was really bummed that I wasn't able to stream it, but I did record it. So I'm going to go on Twitch and go through that. I'll probably take a flight and play the recording of last night's GK set, which was pretty good. And I have some news about that. I'm going to be doing it again, but I also just have something to discuss with you, Brett, about the artistic side of it, because I'm at a level where I don't know. I feel I need to do something different.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh. I don't really like where I think that conversation is headed. Because I think I'm afraid of you. If you're implying, I don't know what you're implying, and I don't know if you want to get into it. You probably don't want to get into it now, but I mean.
Oh, we'll get into it during the episode.
Okay.
But I don't think it is what you think it what I think it is. I think not.
I wonder if you know what I'm thinking.
I think, but what you think is not what I think that you think.
Okay. We'll see. We'll find out. Is there anything else? Anything else we should mention?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Let's get into this episode then. So, okay. It is episode 268. And this is, I guess Rob is going to start us off. This is a free play episode. There's no topic. Specific topic, just, you know, good tracks, hopefully tracks you'll like, and it could be there's no real restraints other than just third and fourth generation.
Okay, well, I would like to start off with a little Panorama Cut, if you will, and this is a Mega Drive game. And the track that I have picked out is a little Tea Time. So, if you're out there and you got yourself a cuppa, as they say, I want you to just listen to this track and enjoy the sounds of the Mega Drive. We'll be right back. Panorama Cot Tea Time coming at you. And that is a Mega Drive track from the company. Guess, users, guess.
I know it.
Brent?
Sunsoft.
Kenichi Hirata. Hirata.
Oh, from Kenichi. Composer. From the composer?
The composer, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought
Sunsoft.
You were...
I thought you meant
no. It is Sunsoft. That's right. Sunsoft is right. And the composer, Kenichi Hirata.
But I'm wondering did Sunsoft... Yeah. Success. Success developed it, but Sunsoft published it.
That's right.
Yeah.
This track debuted on the Mega Drive in 94, right?
Yeah.
And almost 30 years, 29 years later, it made its appearance on... I want to say the Xbox, I think, if I'm looking this right. Xbox One. So I guess it's a favorite. It's a hit. It's got legs.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? We'll go on.
I'm really digging this, especially that beginning. Can we hit that from the top? Here we go. See that intro? You see how we start that after the little drum kick? You just know this is feel good. This is like a summer cruise song right here. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I love it.
Go ahead. Oh, sorry. I don't want to totally change the subject, but sorry. You wish you could what?
I was going to change the subject, but why don't you change the subject first?
Okay, I just was going to say, just speaking of the Patreon, I have a video up on the Patreon of a show and tell. I had at one point in my possession a very rare teacup that you could mail away for that came with this game. So if you got the game in 94, and there was very limited quantities of this game that were printed, actually, anyway... And even less than that, they came with a slip that you mail away for, and you get the teacup that is the Panorama Cotton teacup. And I don't know how many of those exist, but I think only 4,000 of these games made. And so I don't know how many teacups there were, but I had in my possession a teacup. I've since sold it, but I did have the teacup. And you could see that teacup on the Patreon.
Did you get a good return on it?
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. Well, what I was going to say was I wish I could have played this track last night. I didn't think about it. Because what I'm going to tell you, this is what I'm going to tell you about regarding my DJ sets.
Oh, okay.
I've been doing them multiple times this year. And I think I'm just starting to repeat tracks. That's my problem.
That's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
That's totally okay.
I want to keep it fresh.
No, you know...
I have so many tracks to draw from, but...
Do you know how DJs repeat tracks because they do well? They always... Oh, yeah, he's going to play that one. Because they know people respond to this one. They like it, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so you do... Mm-hmm. Yeah, you repeat tracks. I mean, that's how it is. Well, you do live DJ sets, of course.
Well, that's my issue. I think
I know what Brent was thinking, is that you were going to go up a generation or something.
No, I didn't think he was going to do.
Well, hold on. Well, to be fair, I do play Saturn and Dreamcast tracks.
Okay. All right. That's two generations.
I started doing that this year. I'm sorry. Well, because they're too good. They're too good.
Well, I thought what you were going to say was worse than even doing a fifth generation thing. I thought you were implying that you wanted to start playing remixes and stuff, you know, I thought I'm starting to get bored with the tracks or something like that because I hear them so many times. I need to do something interesting with them and do remixes or something like that. Or you were going to try to remix them yourself or do something funky, you know, kind of distort the original
To quote Wise Matt, dang, I would never do that.
So, okay, well, there you go. Okay, well, look, yeah, hey, look, I don't think you have to worry about it. That's a, it's about repeating tracks. People want it. Hey, look, you know, certain tracks work.
Yeah, they're bangers. They're mm-hmm. bangers.
Yeah. All right, so you just kind of felt that out, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how it should be this whole time.
Yeah. I mean, me, I'll give you the signal, I think. Hey, you know what?
No,
I
won't give you... I'm playing you off, you know?
I won't
give
you...
I like that. It's like the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly.
I won't give you a signal, actually. Let's see if you can feel it out. And I'll say something if I'm not done. So, all right, I have a track here lined up. This is my first track. My first track is from a Super Famicom game called Mini Yonkou... Let's and go. We were just talking about the phrase, how people say let's go, and I don't know, some of us maybe don't like that, but this is let's and go.
I like it. I use it a lot.
You do use let's go?
I do use let's go a lot.
Is it okay that I don't like it? I mean,
I guess it can be, but I've adapted to it, and I mm-hmm. like it.
Well, I say let's go, and in this context, I'll say, okay, let's go, you know, or whatever. I'll say that, but I don't say it in the way, I don't even want to do an impression of it, but you can if you want. Actually, don't. Or if you want, you can, whatever.
But
you know, there's a trendy way people say let's go now that I don't really, that I don't like. But hey, you know.
When you beat a video game, what do you say? Yeah.
You
beat a boss. You beat the boss.
When I usually beat a game and it's really hard, I go, I go like that. Mm-hmm. I certainly wouldn't say let's go, but I would say,
why would you do that? That's
I go like this. I say, if I beat a boss, I go, or if I beat a game, I'll go, oh, I'll say yes. Oh, yes. I'll go, yes. I go, oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
I say let's go. I get my victory royale in Fortnite. I land the plane in a simulator. I get my landing challenge. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, this is Let's and Go. Mini Yonkou Let's and Go Power WGP 2.
Would you prefer if it was Mini... What's the first part?
Mini Yonkou?
Would you prefer if it was called Mini Yonkou?
And yes. So, this is a special track, okay? Well, let me just say this. The track we're going to hear... Well, actually, I'll say that later. The composer on this is Masaru Tajima. And the reason this is a special track is because this sound file set you cannot find on the internet anywhere. And right now, currently at least. And the only uploads of the soundtrack on YouTube, I think I only found two of them, and they're not complete. They have both of them have the sound quality is bad on them, and they distort, or there's something weird that happens with the tracks, and you're not getting a clean version of the soundtrack. And also, one of those uploads, I think they fade the tracks out too early or something like that. So there's no good uploads of these anywhere on the internet of the soundtrack. So big thank you to Kung Fu Furby, who supplied me with the sound files to this game. And thank you to Nick Collada, who connected me to Kung Fu Furby. So thank you to you both. And the track we're going to hear, and this is kind of a Legacy Music Hour exclusive because this isn't readily available.
Mm. You know what we should do? We should upload it to our channel.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Yeah.
Proper.
This is Final Race from Mini Yonku Let's and Go Power WGP 2 from composer Masaru Tajima. And I'm sorry to say this, okay? I'm sorry to say this, but I believe this is top 10 material.
Oh.
Already, so soon.
What do you mean so soon?
Is this the beginning of the new year? Oh, no, it's
oh,
not.
We we've already had top 10 material. We've had top 10 material.
I'm thinking of the other new year.
Oh, the other new year. But I'm just saying sorry because I know I sometimes say that, and maybe you don't necessarily believe it. But I'm just saying that I believe this is top 10 material, and I guess the users can all hear for themselves. I am sorry, but this is top 10 material, Final Race. This is music from Mini Yonku Let's and Go Power WGP 2, music by Masaru Tajima, and this is Final Race. Mm-hmm. Maybe turn it up just a little bit more there. And like I said, I just feel this is top 10 material here. It's so good. I love that right mm-hmm. there. And I love how it starts too. It's so good. Ah, no, this track, I was listening to this track on repeat. Okay.
Yeah. That's really good. Really good.
I love this part coming up right here. How it starts. Listen, turn it up a little bit. I love this. The bass. Turn up a little more, actually. I love that. I love how it's using that that kind of square sounding. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? A square lead? What do you call it? It's so good. This is a good melodic track. This is so good right here. That is so good right there. Did you hear that? It kind of did a drum. Anyway, that's just really good to me.
This is amazing.
Oh, you think it's amazing?
I think it's really good. Yeah. That bass is so good.
Do you think to yourself that this is top 10 material?
Is it a 10?
Well,
you don't have to answer that question if you don't want to.
Listen, of the tracks that I've heard so far in our new year, definitely up. This is up there. I would consider it.
Okay.
I would consider it.
I'm just, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I just, you know.
I would consider it.
Okay.
Just for the record, I was going to do it there anyways.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
I was actually starting.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a fun
Did you
experience.
Like that track, Gabe?
Oh, I liked it a lot, yeah.
Did you
Is
love
it? Is it a tenor? Maybe.
Oh, you think it's a tenor? Okay,
maybe.
Maybe. We've had a lot of tenors in this.
Yeah.
This season, you know? You know what I mean? Anyway, carry on.
I'm going to keep going with Super Nintendo here, and I would like to play some Football Fury. This track here is United Football News. Football Fury, released in Japan as Ultimate Football Tri-Formation. That is United Football News from composer Megumi Mazura. And that's a track you talk about the football news of the day to, you understand?
It's very much a sounds like an interstitial type of track. It almost there's almost a melancholic quality to it, to some a little bit. You know,
oh,
I know
okay.
it's upbeat, but it's also kind of melancholic to a degree too.
I hear it.
It's funny. It says the dumper here is Kung Fu Furby.
Oh yeah. Well, I think he dumped a lot of stuff. You know. I think he ripped a lot of sound files. Yeah.
It's weird. This track stops. It doesn't loop.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay.
Yeah. A lot of dumps that Kung Fu Furby.
It's our favorite dumper.
You know, he was telling me he has a bunch of stuff that is not up anywhere.
Hmm.
Just a lot of sound files that are ripped that he has that he doesn't have. You know, they're not uploaded anywhere. So, well, okay, that works. Hey, well, you know what? That was a good track. I'm going to move on to the PC Engine. Okay? If that's all right.
Love it.
You're so cool.
is it cold where you are right now? I think you're both in the same city, but Gabe is only in
well,
a t-shirt and you are in a winter coat.
Here's what happened. I came home and I was kind of running late and I came home right before we started recording and I had the heater off because I wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, well, I'm not going to bother turning it on because I just thought, I think if I keep my jacket on, I'm not going to, I just didn't turn the heater on. Yeah.
It was funny you mentioned that because I was just thinking about getting my hoodie because I have a heater. This my studio is separate than my house and I have a little heater, but it's a little noisy. But I was just in Vancouver for 2 weeks, and it was pretty dang cold. Mm-hmm. So this weather is kind of warm right now to me. So
Yeah. I feel like,
but it is tropical.
What's the temperature?
I'm guessing 58 right now.
Oh, jeez, that's speedo load.
59.
It's
59 for me.
59, yeah. Dudes. Yeah. That is warm. I wish it was 50. Look at my little radiator heater right there.
Oil, classic.
That's what I got.
That's a
right
classic
there.
Portland heater right there.
It dips down into the 40s, but the wind chill is so chill. This wind is so chill. It is making everything so cold because the wind is chill.
Like XOCHIDL.
Later at night. Later at night, it's in the 40s here.
Yeah. It gets pretty dang cold.
It was actually 41 a couple nights ago. 41. And, you know, it does get into the 30s in Los Angeles. Okay? Anyone who thinks, oh, sunny California, it gets into the 30s. Okay? I know that's not Chicago weather. It's not Minneapolis. But it gets down there. You know, it snowed in Los Angeles before. What? When? What?
Not in our lifetime.
What, 30s? Or snow?
Yeah.
I've never seen snow here.
I've been around when it's... I think it snowed twice. I've been around for both of them.
Wow.
It snowed very briefly. We're talking it snowed for 10 seconds or something like that.
Okay.
But it was... Okay. It's on the record. It's on the record. And... Yeah. Anyway. Okay, how about this? The PC Engine game that I was going to turn to is Coriune. And this is a game that I did acquire this year, and I did play through this year. And in playing this game, even though I was kind of familiar with the soundtrack, I never noticed this track until I played through the game. And that track is Stage 6, Purple Cave. And all the stages have different colors. But yeah, this is Purple Cave, Stage 6. The composers on this are Hisashi Matsushita and Daisuke Morishima. And once again, this is music from Coriune, which is kind of a sought-after game. Finally managed to get it, and yeah, here it is, Purple Cave. This is Stage 6, Purple Cave, from Koryun. Music by Hisashi Matsushita and Daisuke Morishima. And yeah, this is just really gets stuck inside my head, you know? Turn it up here. This is good right here. It's almost got that Latin rhythm to it in a way, you know? Yeah. It's got that, the cowbell. Kind of.
I like that this little transition there too, out of the Latin part.
It's very. This is what you call an infectious track, you know. It infects my mind, and I hear it, and I'm hearing it when I'm not listening to it. I'm hearing it, you know, and it's playing over and over inside of me.
Top tenor for you.
I'm not willing to go that far just yet, okay? And I'm not trying to slight the track. I like the track a lot. I just knew when I heard the other one, I just knew, oh, this is a top tenor. But, I mean, this could be, maybe. I don't know. I'm not trying to say it's not, but, you know. But I like it a lot. That's just such a catchy melody, you know. Anyway, all right, you get the picture. I don't need to hum the whole thing.
That was a good track.
What?
That was a good track. I like calling the shots. I like, you're done now. That's enough of that. And then my tracks will just go on forever.
Well, it's Rob's turn here.
Yeah.
No, aren't we at... That was your number three, no?
No, that was my number two.
Oh, I thought that was your three.
No.
Okay. Oh. Why don't we go with some Metal Morph? And that is a Super NES track. And, you know, I'm undecided here. Let me hear these two tracks, and then we'll play one here for the users. That is Journey Through the Other Side. That is, it's a quick journey.
Yeah, okay.
I love that.
Yeah.
Hit that one more time.
Yeah, it's out on its own.
It kind of almost sounds like Vector Man or something like that, you know?
Love it. Metamorph for you.
Metamorph. All right. Well, yeah. You know what time it is, right?
I know what time it is.
What time is it?
Oh, it's Gabe's Corner.
Gabe's Corner. Yes.
So we're going to hear from F1 Sensation for the Famicom, Konami. And this is a kind of a shorty. Not a really a shorty. This is a Menu.
Yeah, Menu. I think I love this track.
I love this track, too.
I think I love this track.
All right. Here we go. That is Menu, F1 Sensation, Famicom, Tomoyo Tamita, and someone else, right? Jun Chuma, maybe? Not this track. This is Tomita all the way, right?
I try to ask Tomoyo Tomita if he did this track, but it sounds like it probably is him. And the reason why is because it sounds like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And he did a lot of the Turtles 3.
I feel like he's more slidey and bendy, and I feel like Jun Chuma is a little more rigid in a way, you know?
Oh, really? That's an interesting observation.
Was Jun Chuma work on Crisis Force, maybe?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this tracks on this remind me of that style. Crisis
Well, it just to me, I'm just thinking, okay, this sounds like Turtles 3.
Yeah.
So, who's the common composer there? Well, Tomoyo Tomita.
But yeah, I love this track. I wanted to play this last episode, but because I want more.
Oh, right.
But it's
right,
a menu
right.
track, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I want more too. I do, but it is a menu track, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The ending is so Turtles.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's.
Right here.
Yeah.
Just so Turtles.
Yep. Totally Turtles. Totally Turtles. Yeah, I mean, this has got to be a Tomoyo Tomita track, but come to think of it, he might have actually confirmed with me already that this was, because I think I asked about it in the past, you know? It's a good track. Good track.
Yeah. All right, coming up next is a game we have not heard from before. This is for the PC Engine. This is Sadakichi 7. And I think it's some sort of visual novel situation, maybe. Something like that.
Okay.
Here we go. Sadakichi 7. Sadakichi 7 for the PC Engine. If I didn't mention it, that track is named Disco. I don't think I did.
That's a tenor. That's
top. Is it a tenor?
Ten of the year. That's a top three track.
I was feeling maybe a tenor.
That's a top three.
Yeah.
Is this game Data East?
I don't know.
Because I think it makes me think of Bloody Wolf, kind of, you know?
Spell the game. Spell it out.
Sadakichi 7. Oh, Sadakichi. It is Hudson Soft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I love the little, right here, those little runs.
Yeah, this is a good track. I like what's coming up here. Yeah, I like that. I like how the bass went dun 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 dun.
A lot of the soundtrack sounds very like 007, kind of that kind of stuff.
This is a comedy adventure game.
Yeah.
Comedy adventure.
Yeah, this is a good track. It's funky, man. It's good. Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of that Esper Dream track a little. Esper Dream 2.
Uh huh.
That funky one.
That part's really cool, yes.
That one's going into my mix list right there. I'll tell you right now.
Okay. Praise.
Well, thank you, Gabe, for that corner.
Of course.
Up next for me is going to be a Super Famicom game that we have not heard from yet. But we've heard from the game series. And this is the fourth installment in the Shibubi Man franchise, I guess. The full title of this game is Kaizo Shoujin Shibubi Man Zero. And this game came out on the Satellaview and never had a physical release until 2017. There was an official physical release of it, but it was only available via the Satellaview prior to that. And the composers on this are Kenichi Koyano and Naoko Mikami. We're going to hear Storehouse and Running Train from Kaizo Shoujin Shibubi Man Zero for the Super Famicom Satellaview. Kaizo Shoujin Shibubi Man Zero for the Super Famicom. This is Storehouse and Running Train from composers Kenichi Koyano and Naoko Mikami. It almost sounds like this track could be in a Mega Man X game or something, you know what I mean? And it kind of looks a little Mega Man X-y in a way, the game. It does.
That was my first thought. I'm like, oh, this looks like Mega Man X.
Wait, that you thought it sounded like it or looked like?
Look like.
Uh-huh.
This is cool.
I guess we could hear it end here, you know, the ending part. It kind of has a... You know? It has an extended ending here, you know? Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of, like, GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah, right. It does, doesn't it? Yeah, or James Bond, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Or GoldenEye specifically, I guess.
I was thinking of the N64 game. That kind of just ended, by the way. I didn't stop it.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's nice.
Roberto?
Well, I think it's time for some Ease 5. Ushinawareta Tsunano Miyako Kefin.
caffeine, did you say?
Caffeine. I'm pronouncing it wrong.
No, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Probably wrong. This is the secret experience. So, I know we said no secrets on the show, but here's a little secret experience track.
When did we say that? No, we said no secrets on the show.
Oh, so you've been keeping secrets.
Oh, yeah. Every day. Mm-hmm. Every day we record, there's a new secret. Did you do what I think you did?
That's a secret. We're keeping secrets now.
I think you just let a secret out. I think.
We are keeping secrets here. So that is.
Wait, did you really just let a secret out?
I'm not saying nothing.
Oh my God. I wasn't sure what that was.
Secret from here.
I'm not saying.
That was a heat secret. Word. That was a heat secret.
Super fan McNaught. He's five.
I mean, that wasn't much of a secret because it was kind of out loud. You know what I mean? You know, you'd expect a secret to be whispered, but that was sort of.
It's an open secret.
It's an open secret.
Kevin.
I think Kevin or caffeine might be the final boss or something like that.
The secret experience. You know, I changed my diet recently, Brent.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm consuming a lot more oats and fiber and vegetables and nuts. Oh.
So now you have a lot more secrets?
I think so. I think so.
I eat oatmeal every day. In fact, I didn't have any.
Wait, does oatmeal create secrets?
Well, the different kind of secrets, I guess. More solid secrets.
More concrete secrets.
Yeah. yeah, when I was in Vancouver, I was having trouble releasing secrets.
Right, you were keeping
because
them
I was
all
not
yourself.
Eating oats,
you were keeping all your
them
secrets
all to yourself. Yeah.
Keeping all your secrets to yourself.
I didn't want my coworkers knowing my secrets.
Yeah. So.
So you eventually were able to share your secrets?
Yeah, I had a lot of secrets today, actually.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of ones, I think. I was keeping up there.
My secrets have been really bad lately. What I mean by that is they've been difficult. I've had difficult secrets.
Sure, yeah.
They don't. I want to share them with people. I want to share my secrets, but they don't want to be shared.
Hey, have some oatmeal.
Yeah, I got to do something about
oatmeal. Yeah, you don't want to force. Don't force those secrets.
What do I take for secrets? Is that what you're asking? No, usually.
What do you eat for breakfast?
Well, the first thing I ate today, which I guess you could say was breakfast, I don't know, is I don't usually have this, by the way. I had lox and bagels. Cream cheese, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I had smoked salmon with cream cheese and bagels, yeah.
Cheese will help you keep secrets, I think.
Cheese makes you keep secrets?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, what I usually do to help with secrets is that I take Metamucil.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Metamucil.
Yeah, Metamucil's got loose lips, you know?
Yeah.
Gives you the loose lips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's happened.
Up next, we're going to hear another PC Engine game. And this one's from, believe it or not, well, I'll say the name of the game first. It is Hanataka Daka. The inflection would be more Hanataka Daka? It's a question.
And an exclamation, right?
It's an exclaimed question. Yeah. This is a game that I haven't played yet, but I will be playing. I have it coming my way, and I will be playing it probably in January sometime.
Me too.
I think we're going to try to time it so we play it at the same time. You know, and then that could be our secret.
Yeah, that we finish at the
same
time.
That could be our secret experience, is if we finish at the same time, yeah. This is kind of whatever flying shoot 'em up game, but... I don't know. It looks pretty, you know, wacky in a way, and it looks cool. It looks neat. Actually, I think there are some secrets in this game. And believe it or not, the composer is Kenuya Yamashita, from what I understand. You know, from what I understand, it's Kenuya Yamashita. That's the information I have. The track we're going to hear right now is called Chieko from Hanataka Daka, Kenuya Yamashita. This is music from Hanataka Daka for the PC Engine, and this is from composer Kenuya Yamashita. This is Chieko.
It's very fun. Very fun track. I like it.
This has got makes me feel like it's a feel good track. I think too. It's a feel good '80s. Kind of reminds me of a bar, an 80s bar or something. I don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, wood. you know, a mahogany bar mm-hmm. in the 80s. Feel good times. Good times at the bar. at the mahogany bar. Good times at the mahogany room. 1985. This right here, this is a good part. This almost kind of sounds like a Bart Davenport song or something. Yeah, I like that. I like that melody. That one kind of got stuck in my head too, you know? Mm. It did. All right, go on.
I will be closing my set out with some Mega Drive, a little more Mega Drive. Sioblade.
Ah, Sioblade from the. From the sleazy streets of Dublin. Sioblade. Sioblade from the mountains of Galway. From the mountains of Galway, I give you Sioblade.
The track I'll be picking, Game Start.
Basically, it's a psychotic Irishman who has a blade. It's kind of like... Sling Blade, but he's Irish. You know? Some people call it a Kaiser Blade, I call it a Sayo Blade.
Sioblade. Game Start.
Should have saved this one for March.
Why?
St. Patrick's Day.
This is good music if you hear a secret, mm-hmm. but you're trying to figure out whose secret it is.
Right?
Uh-huh. You know there's a secret that has just been told. Was it you? Or was it you? I know I just heard a good secret. I think it's yours. Okay.
Well, up next, we're going to go Super Nintendo. And this is a game called Smart Ball. You ever play this game, Gabe?
No. I know
you heard of it,
though. Yeah.
You do? I think Game Freak made it, didn't they?
Oh, I don't know that.
Huh. And I'm kind of interested in it a little bit, to be honest. But Smart Ball, Super Nintendo, composers are Yasuhiko Fukuda, credited as Hirohiko Fukuda, Manabu Saito, and Akira Yamaoka. And we're going to hear Water World, not to be confused with the Kevin Costner.
Dean Evans joint.
the Kevin Costner collaboration with Dean Evans. Water World. That's the name of the track. Smart Ball for the Super Nintendo. Smart Ball for the Super Nintendo, music by Yasuhiko Fukuda, Manabu Saito, and Akira Yamaoka. This is Water World.
This track would really work in the game Water World.
You think?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I just know what it looks like. And
oh.
Sounds like, not this part, but the first part. If the info on this is correct, it says the publisher is Game Freak. But maybe that's the developer.
Yeah, I think they might have developed it, I think. So, for a full track listing of all the tracks that we played, oh, it just went out. Yeah. We have to figure that out. That's one issue we've had, is stuff fading out when it shouldn't. Well, whatever. Yeah, it's not the
okay.
end of the world.
That's okay. It's stopping. I don't like.
Yeah. But for a full track listing, you can check out legacymusichour.com. And you can comment there. And there's all those links I mentioned at the beginning of the show. And you can also contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com if you want to reach out and privately, you know, maybe you have a secret. Too bad we don't have the phone line anymore. You know, people could have actually really left some secrets on the phone line, you know. Actually, you could still probably send us an email with an audio attachment, probably, right, if you wanted to, you know. Mm-hmm. If you feel like recording a secret and you want to attach it,
please,
yeah, you could probably do that. Okay, there's that. And you can also, if you like the show, you can rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Maybe that helps get it noticed by other people. I don't know. If anybody doesn't listen to the show regularly and you're curious about the mixtapes and you think, oh, I wish that there was track listings for the mixtapes. Well, there are track listings for the mixtapes. You have to go to legacymusicart.com to see them. There's a link at the bottom, usually. And you can turn it down a little bit, actually. And speaking of mixtapes, Jess Heichel, otherwise known as the Manitree, or maybe just Manitree, has been churning those mixtapes out week by week, there's a mixtape that comes out every week that the regular episode doesn't come out. And that is a, and those are what mixtapes are. They're just the music only, they're just music only collections of the episode that they're based on. So if you don't want to hear us talk, turn to the mixtapes. Somebody said something. Where do they say that? I saw somewhere someone said something about them. Maybe it was on YouTube. First of all, Jess has also been making mixtapes for YouTube, for our YouTube channel, which is Legacy Music Hour. And those are great because it has the box art. Mm-hmm. So you can just watch, you know, you can listen to these mixtapes on YouTube. And then if you're interested in seeing what the box art looks like, you can watch the mixtapes. Someone, I think, commented or something, I think, said something about, these aren't really mixed. There's nothing's being mixed. They're not really mixtapes because nothing's being mixed or something like that. And I thought, right. I don't think they know what a mixtape is, I guess.
No.
Well, a mixtape is a compilation of tracks. And mm-hmm. they were saying because they're not mixed together right. or something like that, that they weren't, because they didn't, I don't know. They thought it wasn't a mix. And I'm saying, well, no, it is. You can get a mix of, it's a mix in that there's a mix of tracks that is in, they don't have to be mixed together for it to be, right, I don't know. Right. So I don't think they know what a mixtape is.
Yeah, don't worry, I banned them. No. So
what happened?
I banned them. So, no, I'm just kidding. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But mixtape, you know, got different meanings over time. Like we were talking cassette mixtape, sure. And then it was like a DJ mixtape and then rap. Like if someone's like, oh, I got a new mixtape, that just means they rapped over copyrighted stuff.
And that's right.
Like their mixtape is like their album. So
Right. That's right. Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
But look, a mixtape, the way it's meant on this is that it's a collection or a compilation of tracks, separate tracks on a one piece file or whatever, which could have been on a tape or whatever, but if it was another time. And that's what it means, and that is a legitimate definition, and you know, and that's that. So thank you to Jess Heichel. Thank you to Gabe Castro
for Cube.
His behind the scenes stuff for the show. And what else? And that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think if there was anything else. No. Okay, so I guess let's talk about how we're going to close this show.
Oh, I'm going to send you off with a track from the PC Engine from Genji Tsushin Agadama.
I think Genji, I think.
Genji Tsushin Agadama, not Tsushin. This is a cool-looking game that I got recently, but I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
it. You know about it. I don't know if it's good yet, but the music's good. And we're going to hear the Stage 1 track from this game.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get this game, mm-hmm. actually.
You should.
See,
it's kind of like... go on.
Well, PC Engine games, that's kind of what... PC Engine and TurboGrafx-16 games, it's kind of what to collect right now because it's so easy, you know what I mean?
For you. If you're only collecting cards, but for me, I collect the cases.
Oh, right, yeah. So for me, it's kind of easy.
But I also have CD stuff, so they all kind of go together, you know?
Uh-huh. See, PC Engine and TurboGrafx-16 hue cards, they're so small. It's so easy. It doesn't take up any space, you know? Mm-hmm. You can have a ton of games all just in one little just pile. I mean, it's just so easy. And it's so easy to clean TurboGrafx-16 cards, you know?
Easy to get dirty, too.
Yeah, I mean, look, you do have to be kind of careful not to rub the...
Oh, the artwork.
The artwork off of the card, unfortunately. But besides that, I mean, cleaning the pins or whatever, what a breeze. I mean, cleaning the PCBs of these carts is such a pain in the butt. My fingers hurt after cleaning because I'm just getting in there into the crevices and the cracks. There's no crevices, no cracks. Mm-hmm. For the PC Engine TurboGrafx-16 cards, there's no cracks. It's so easy. There's no crevices.
Mm-hmm.
It's just smooth. It's nice and smooth. It's easy to clean. There's no hard to reach spots.
There's no secret spaces or anything.
No secret spots.
No room for secrets.
No, the Hue cards are open books, and they're nice and smooth. They got nice smooth surfaces.
So I've been mostly collecting Game Boy games lately. Even in Vancouver, I bought a handful, and in Seattle a couple weeks before that. And it's just nice. I come home, you know, I get this little, it's a little stack, but I got like 10 games, and it's just tiny. It's so nice.
Yeah. But those cards, man, you can't beat those cards.
You can't beat those cards. I know that.
They're so small. I mean, they're so thin, you know. Right. I love that. It's so easy. It's just easy to do that. That's... I don't want more, you know, I'm trying to, I don't know. It just doesn't take up a lot of space. That's nice. Nice and trim. Okay, well, that's it, I think. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F. Switch.
And in the name of the and one thing before I say everything else, how about next topic for next month? What do you say, tracks that end?
Tracks that end?
Not ending tracks. That's tracks that hard. End. You know
Let's
what I mean?
Go. They, Let's go.
Come on, Rob. Don't talk like that. Come on.
That's a toughie, though.
Why is that tough?
Because it's not ending tracks. I can't even think of a track that...
Meaning tracks that don't end. Loop. You know, they have
an ending.
No, I know
what it means, but I can't think of a single one.
But can they be ending tracks?
No. That's the problem. Yeah, ending tracks,
is that
no
what
problem.
You're saying?
They can be any kind of track.
Oh, I thought couldn't be ending tracks.
No, they can be ending tracks.
Okay,
sure.
Then like, yeah, title screens,
I'm saying, but they
tracks.
Have to end, they have to end, though. They have to have an ending, though,
too. Okay. For some reason, I heard that they can't be ending tracks.
I never said that. I just said tracks that end.
Okay, then never mind.
And what I meant by, when I said not ending tracks, I meant that's not the topic. The topic is not ending tracks. The topic
is
tracks that end.
That's what
but
I heard.
But they could be ending tracks.
Okay, then I take it back.
Oh, because a lot of ending tracks do end.
Yeah, Untitled tracks.
Staff roll, or title tracks and so forth or whatever, you know. So tracks that end. Does that sound good to you guys? Do you want to do that?
Yeah. Okay. Called This Is the End or something.
Or just tracks that end.
Tracks that end.
The end.
The end. This is the end.
Okay, so once again, I'm Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F. Switch.
The name of the show is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.